Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Doing one called Setting in an All Night Cafe with My Baby on My Mind. Florine Hartz was kind enough to donate a lot of Warner Mac's memorabilia to our Heart of Texas Country Music Museum the other day, including one of his guitars and a couple of his guitar straps. And and some awards. I think 6 of his awards that he received from CSAC, and it was just very nice of her to donate all of that to the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum, and we appreciate that very much.
Yes, sir. Hey, Tracy. Hey, by chance, do you have "Forever Is As Far As I'll Go" by Alabama?
I've got it.
That'd be great.
I'll play it for you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is Billy Walker from the Grand Ole Opry, and you're listening to KNEL's Hillbilly Hits program. Take it away, Tracy.
For you, my heart. couple of years ago, the Independent All Dealers Association of America in Houston, Texas. A fellow was there. He was a technical man, a PhD from a school of mines, and oh, he shelled down the cone. He was brilliant. He made them all people really believe they were something. And when he got on standing ovation, they just bellered and hollered, and they run up to him and said, "Sir, we need a public relations venture right now, bad for the oil industry. Please take a sabbatical from your school. We'll put you in a limousine with a chauffeur, and wherever we can get a crowd of people, we want you to talk to them and say the wonderful things about the oil industry you just said to us." Man took the job. He'd been out on the road 5 months. They going down the highway, and the chauffeur looks in the rearview mirror at the professor on the back seat, and he said, "Sir," said, "there ain't no justice in this country. I can make that speech better than you. I can. I've heard you make it 100 times. I done memorized it. I'm a better speaker than you. You making so much money you can't spend it all, and I go hungry just driving this car. And I guarantee you, I can make the speech good as you, and I ought to get a raise." Man said, "My dear fellow, I had my PhD for, I ain't wanting to hear all that. I don't care where you got all that stuff. I can make the cotton picking speech better than you." The professor said, "Pull into the roadside park up here. The school where I'm going to, they don't know me. I'll swap clothes with you, let you get up and make the speech and make a fool out of yourself, and I'll break you from sucking eggs right here. Suits me fine. Get your britches off." They changed clothes, went on into the university. 22,000 people in the field house. The real professor sitting on the back row of the auditorium with his chauffeur's cap in his lap. Here's the chauffeur, got on the professor's suit, up on the stage. Oh, now you talking about making a talk. Whoa, them students wallered, they rolled on the floor, they bellered, they screamed. He shucked the corn right on down to the cob. Whoa, he forevermore inflamed them. And the president of the university got up and said, "The students, we have a few minutes before the bell rings. I wonder if y'all like to ask this learned gentleman any questions." "Uh-huh." "Y'all want to ask him any questions?" Well, you know the type. A real egghead got up about halfway back, had them horn-rimmed glasses on, had books under each arm. He said, "Professor, if a dinosaur died 2 billion years ago and the Earth's stratosphere built up over that carcass, and today on a wildcat drilling venture, a drill bit passes through that decayed carcass at 8,943 feet, what will be the name of that stratosphere, and what will be the pH of the soil contained in the drill bit?" That old boy on that stage stared right at him. He said, "As long as I've been in this business, I ain't never been asked a question that simple." And just to show you how simple that question is, my chauffeur is in the back of the room. I'm gonna ask him to stand up and answer it.
Across the table over coffee just this morning, my woman caught me by surprise without a warning. She said, "Honey, you talk in your sleep." And then she began to weep as she said, "Tell me now, tell me truly, who's Julie?" With a blank look on my face, I searched my mind for an answer or excuse of some kind. But the words would sank when she said, "Honey, you know I love you truly." But who's Julie? To say Julie's just a friend of mine, but I know that would not satisfy your mind. You see, Julie gave me something you did not. She remembered what you forgot. And honey, I'm sorry I have to tell you so cruelly,
but now you know. Don't you ever ask me again.
Who's Julie?
Yeah, one called Who's Julie for you here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program. Here's one going up to Gary Warner tonight up in Colborne, Ontario, Canada. A little tune from George Jones called I'm Just Blue Enough.
I'm just blue enough to do most anything. I know I'm gonna hate myself again, but I know you don't want me like I want you, or you'd be afraid to let me get this blue. Reckless fun, but the worst of all you never can undo. That's what you've done to make me fall in love with you.
Silver dollars home again. She's the queen of the silver dollars. Bluebird Holler, mama's haughty as she seems. She was once an ordinary girl with ordinary dreams. But there's a man who found her and he brought her to this world. I'm the one who made a queen of a simple.
Yeah, can I hear Freckles Brown and anything else by Reg Stegall?
All right, we'll do it for you.
Well, the year was 67, National Vinyl Rodeo. December 1 is the Friday night that all bull riders know. Best cowboy heroes made and born at rodeos like this. Because the cowboys are the toughest, the stock is the best there is. Chuck announced that in shoot two, the cowboy we all know. He's a young man now, 46, and he's made him a mighty draw. His bull is from Jim's shoulder string, Tornado's how he's known. Yes, Freckles Brown has drawn a bull no one has ever rode. And tonight, bull riding history's made, a cowboy gained the crown. His bull's called Tornado, and the cowboy Freckles Brown. He lowered himself on dark red. He pulled his bull rope tight. He wrapped her twice and jerked her hard. Made sure he pulled her right. Then two big old shiny horns looked Freckles in the eye. Then a snort and a nod, the chute gate swung. His Freckles yelled, "Let's ride." 2,000 pounds of boiling hell was turning wrong side out and showing 4 feet to the Lord and giving Freckles hell. 8,000 fans were on their feet and he couldn't. The only sound he listened for was the buzzer, and then he quit. And tonight, bull riding history's made, a cowboy gained a crown. His bull's called Tornado, and the cowboy Freckles Brown. It seemed the world exploded as Freckles hit the ground. He swung his hat around his head, and he shouted with the crowd. Cowboy hero born that day, and Freckles totes the load. 200 times that bull had bucked, the first time he'd been rode. Now while we're giving credit where we know the credit's due, yes, Freckles is a hero, but Tornado gets some too. 'Cause without the bull to show him off, a cowboy's got no call. And the only time he'll ever win's get lucky when he draws. So if bulls have got a heaven, and somehow we're sure they do, let's hope Tornado's up there and the Lord has let him through. Hope his pasture is the greenest and his stock tanks never dry. And I hope they ain't a single spur to gouge his ugly hide. And I hope them cowboys up there keep him fat and treat him kind. And I hope he lives forever on bunch grass belly high. Loved a girl named Alexis, long blonde hair, the bluest.
love her still. So drink a toast to my Alexis. She had a heart as big as Texas. Raise your glasses and take your hats off, please. Set them up, it's all on me. This one's to the memory of my sweet Alexis, Gainesville, Texas queen. A toast to my Alexis. She had a heart as big as Texas. Raise your glasses and take your hats off, please. Set 'em up, it's all on me. This one's to the memory of my sweet Alexis, Gainesville, Texas queen. My sweet Alexis, Queen.
Couple of Red Steigall requests there for you tonight. Always good to hear a song from Red Steigall, one of the greats in our country music business. Had a lady ask me if I'd play anything from Johnny Rodriguez tonight, and I'll be more than happy to do that. We always love to hear some music from Johnny Rodriguez, and here's one of his most requested songs from a few years ago. Little Johnny Rodriguez doing one called Down on the Rio Grande.
Texas. I tell you, it's a wide open spaces. It's everything between the Sabine and the Rio Grande. It's a Llano Estacado. It's the Brazos and the Colorado. It's the spirit of the people who share this land. And it's another burrito. It's a cold Lone Star in my hand. It's a quarter for the jukebox boys. Play the Sons of the Mother. What I like about Texas, it's the big timber and Nacogdoches, driving El Camino Real down to San Antonio. It's the river walking the Tierras, jamming out with Bongo Joe, the stories of the Menger Hotel and the Alamo.
Hey, Pam, how are you doing tonight?
Fine.
Good.
Can you play my free song?
I'll do it.
If I can play.
I'll do it for you tonight. Thanks for calling.
Repeat. It was away down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, why, was rich as I could be. Shoes in my coat of many colors, I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich, and I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. Mama told me why she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. Just one set of clothes sitting on a shelf in a local department store, with no dreams to dream and nothing to be sorry for. I wish I was a teddy bear, not living on love.
I wish I was.
is Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers for you. One called Islands in the Stream here at KNEL. And up next, here's one going out to Randy tonight. Here's Gary Stewart. Gary Stewart for you, one of his great, great tunes, and She's Acting Single, and I'm Drinking Doubles here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program. Want to mention to you that we've got more great requests and dedications coming up for you right here at KNEL, FM 95.3, and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. Here's a great classic song. This actually is from the great Sammy Smith. And Sammy Smith's son, Waylon Payne, lives down in Menard, Texas. He's going to be with us for the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum's 22nd anniversary luncheon coming up on August the 20th at the Heart of Texas Event Center. Looking forward to that. He's a great singer, great songwriter. He also portrayed Jerry Lee Lewis in the Johnny Cash movie, I Walk the Line. So put that on your calendar and join us. Here's his little mama singing one called Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Take the ribbon from my hair.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.